that came in solid effort in each of the quarters. At the end of the first quarter, Harbor Beach led by 5 points, 15-10. In that first quarter, we had 3 lead changes and 2 ties, but then Harbor Beach never gave up the lead since that point. In the second quarter, Harbor Beach outscores KPAC 17-8 to take a 14-point lead into halftime. In the third quarter, it was KPAC scores was only Trevor Boers. He had all 9 points for KPAC in that quarter. Unfortunately, Harbor Beach edged out them by 3 more points to extend that lead out to 17 points at the end of the third, 44-27. And in the fourth quarter, it was all academic. Harbor Beach with 15 points, KPAC with 12. From the free throw line, Harbor Beach doing well tonight, as well as shooting altogether. Harbor Beach 59, KPAC 39. Harbor Beach led by Mason Yon with 21 points. Evan Smoglinski, the big man down low, with 12, as well as Dylan Kadar, both doing it in completely different ways. Evan Smoglinski with 5 field goals, all layups, and then 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Dylan Kadar, 2 field goals, a 3, and then 5 for 6 from the free throw line from the much improved and continues to impress us sophomore.
Isn't it nice to have 3 players in double figures?
You've said that for 8 years now, John, and that's the mark there of a winning team. After that, we go into the single digits, and then we had Parker Yon at 5, Devin Fingal with 3, and then Nathan Seaman, Michael Anderson, and Ilan Pinnell, each with 2 points to round out the scoring for the Harbor Beach Pirates. For KPAC, they were led by Trevor Boers. No surprise there. The 6'9 senior, he had 26 of KPAC's 39 points tonight. The other 13 coming from Jordan Helmuth with 9 of them, and then Brad Schaefer and Jacob Sawyers, each with just 2 points. And that's your final score, 39 for KPAC, 59 for Harbor Beach. Rebounding went in favor of Harbor Beach heavily by 11 rebounds more, 28-17, 19 defensive, 9 offensive, compared to KPAC's 13-4, respectively, there. Harbor Beach led his mains by 23, about halfway through the fourth quarter. And Harbor Beach dominated in almost every facet and came from it, especially shooting free throws. 12 for 17 for 70%. That's the best we've seen Harbor Beach free throws in a long, long time.
Played darn near a perfect game.
KPAC then free throws 5 for 6 for 83%. And John Mooney, I don't want to steal your thunder. What do you have for shooting here?
Let's go with KPAC. 16 for 48 in the entire game. 33%. How it breaks down, they were 14 for 35. On the inside, that'd be 40%. And then it trailed off really fast when it went to the outside, 2 for 13, 15%. This game was not going to be won and lost on a 3-point shot anyways. We also take a look at the free throw shooting. They did not get to the line as much as they'd like to. They were 5 for 6, 83%, which is really great shooting as far as I'm concerned for high school basketball. Now for the Pirates, they were 22 for 48 in the entire game, 45%. And it gets better. I mean, the inside, the 47% because they were 16 for 34, 3 for 11, which they really didn't need the outside all that much, but that's 27%, and they owned the day on that one, too. In the free throw, again, 12 for 17, 70%. That is exactly what you want to have your kids doing when you're ready to go ahead and enter into districts, but not too soon. There is still another game that the Pirates need to play, and can't forget about that. They have a date with Memphis. And
down Memphis, in Memphis, yeah.
Memphis is a trap game. I think it's a talented team. No, they haven't finished well this year as far as finishing games and so on, but they can pull the surprise, so you can't take them lightly. You just got to go in there and do your business and collect a trophy.
So KPAC has not won now in 5 days, and they've lost 2 straight. On Monday against Sandusky by 4, scoring 39 points in that one. Sandusky 43, but then tonight scoring 39 points again, except Harbor Beach with 59, losing 2 straight. KPAC now finishes the regular season at 12-8 overall. Harbor Beach secures their 11th victory in the season, 11-7, which actually matches last year's win total, and that took Harbor Beach 23 games to do that. Harbor Beach has only played 18 games so far, and they already have matched last year's win total.
And they have one left. There's one game that was weathered out,
yeah.
And they're not going to go ahead and take
that,
care of that.
Lakers, which they tried to reschedule like 3 times, and that one never happened. So moving on now, of course, we will return in the postseason now, John, on Monday, as we have district play from Cass City, Michigan, in District 96. Whenever, here's my sheet here.
The 6 o'clock game is USA and Ubley.
USA and Ubley will kick things off at 6 o'clock. tip things off. But the coverage starts at 5:10 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney. If Paul P. Adams can yank himself out of the gym, out of the press room before, he'll join us as well. But USA Ubleets kicks off the MHSA tournament in Cass City at 6 p.m. Coverage at 5:10 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. But it's doubleheader action that night as the second game, Bad Axe and Lakers. Now, Bad Axe took both this regular season, but Lakers would love nothing more than to spoil Bad Axe's season.
Well, there's two thoughts I have. Let's deal with the last one, okay? Lakers and Bad Axe, they're still playing.
Yes.
They still have a game to play. That's tonight, wasn't it?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, you know, whatever happens there, no one's going to go ahead and show their cards in that game as far as league
matches. Yeah, Bad Axe at Lakers tonight.
But as far as Ubley and USA, if there was ever a Davy and Goliath kind of game, that's it. You never know what's going to happen.
And then, of course, that does not stop the action. We have three more games next week as Harbor Beach then will play the winner of Ubley in USA. That'll be the first game on Wednesday, February 27th in Cass City at 6 p.m. Again, coverage will start at 5:10 p.m. And then Bad Axe and the Lakers, the winner of that one will go on to take on the host of Districts Cass City. And that'll be the second game roughly at 7:30.
And that's the surprising Cass City. I mean, they're playing a really good basketball right at the right time. They caught the Pirates on their floor just a few nights ago.
That's right,
and
yeah.
So they're going to be tough. It's their district, and you know, expect them to go ahead and show up and defend their turf.
And so, John, a big win for Harbor Beach tonight. Their first league hardware since 2016. They won in what? Let's see here, 2012, 2013, 2015, and 2016. And for Harbor Beach is Ron Rubel. That was altogether as head coach since 1994. That is Ron Rubel's eighth league title since taking over in 1994. He has five district championships to boot, 99, 2010, 11, 12, and 13. And if they're going to do it this year, they're going to have to go through the undefeated USA Patriots.
It's going to be tough, but I'll tell you what, savor the night. You know, enjoy this one and also, you know, work hard for the game on Friday against Memphis. And, you know, so you can go ahead and really do some celebrating as far as the league championship. Congratulations to the Pirates and Coach Rubel for accomplishing that feat. And then, of course, there's more hardware out there, and it's going to be hard to get the wear with the path that they're taking.
So then, of course, let's talk about KPAC here for a second, as they unfortunately have a long bus ride home tonight in probably less than ideal conditions. KPAC will be in the Marlette District, District 92. And in that district, we have Sandusky KPAC, Brown City, Memphis, and Kimball Landmark, as well as Marlette. And so KPAC will be going against Brown City on Monday. That's the first game on Monday in Marlette at 6, and then followed by Memphis and Kimball Landmark. KPAC Brown City, the winner of that one, will take on Sandusky on Wednesday in Marlette.
That's going to be a dandy game. Anytime you get Brown City and KPAC together, that they usually have a really good tilt. They have a history of going at
yes,
each other.
Yes, they do. They're pretty close to each other. I do believe when I was on the golf team back in the day, John, when we played Brown City in golf, we played in KPAC, actually. So not too far down the road here, and they actually split this season. Brown City won the first one, 54-41, in that losing, has kicked off the losing streak for KPAC in December. And then the KPAC recently beat Brown City and Brown City 41-35.
I'll tell you that's a game that I would pay to see.
Well, you're not gonna pay, and you're not gonna be able to see it, John, as you'll be a little busy with us on Monday.
Yeah, we're gonna be busy.
Yes, indeed. And so, John, any final thoughts here from Harbor Beach, Michigan?
The effort did not disappoint me out of both teams. This was a true championship game. Yes, KPAC got behind, but I'll tell you what, those kids never quit, and that's a testament to their coach. You know, hats off to the KPAC Chiefs. I am so glad that they are in the Greater Thumb Conference.
Yes,
East.
That's a great addition.
It really is, and the kids are great. Coaching is great, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again next year.
So tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, Valley Enterprise, Kohler Propane, Moore Motors of Carroll, Moore Shoreline of Sebring, Elber Insurance Agency of Port Hope and Harbor Beach, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and Sure, better health, better life, are you sure? And since we are off to the postseason, it's the best noise in the entire world, the best sound of all. It's March Madness time in late February, getting some early doses of the madness. We will return in the postseason from the MHSA tournament in District 96 from Cass City on Monday. Coverage starting at 5:10 p.m. with the first game at 6. Ubley in USA, followed by Bad Axe and